Tomorrow night, a new season of a hit British show will return to BBC America. It is called Broadchurch, and it was such a hit that it has others trying to imitate it, or at least it did. Listen closely to this clip from Broadchurch.
We've given the job to someone else.
What?
I know it's a disappointment.
You said it would wait till I got back from leave. You said I was a shoo-in. That's why I took 3 weeks.
The situation changed.
Christ! Who got it?
D.I. Alec Hardy.
A man? What happened to... This area needs a female D.I. What happened to... I've got your backing.
Alec Hardy has a lot of experience.
Wait, why do I know that name?
And now take a listen to this. This is from the Fox show Grace Point.
We hired someone else.
What?
I knew you'd be disappointed.
But you said the promotion was mine. You said it could wait until after my vacation.
The situation changed.
Well, who? Who did you give it to?
His name is Emmett Carver.
A man. Huh. So what happened to, we need women in more positions of authority in this department?
He has a lot of experience.
They sound pretty similar. Here to tell us more is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
So explain it. Why are these shows so similar?
Well, basically, BBC America aired this wonderful show called Broadchurch that took a story about the murder of a young boy in a seaside town in Britain and stretched it out over several episodes. And then Fox decided it wanted to remake the show. And it not only remade the show, it used the guy who created the original show. He wrote the remake. And they used the same star, David Tennant, in both versions. Fox created a version that was set in America, so David Tennant had to adopt an American accent, and they surrounded him with American actors. And the British show was very successful, and critics loved it, including me. I named it among my top shows of the year. But the American show didn't do nearly as well and was canceled.
So why is that? Why would they bring one of them back for a second season if the other one didn't work?
Well, you know, I have always said that the key to translating shows is that when you take that show to a new format, you have to find a new engine for the show. You have to find a new reason why you're making that show. It can't just be a copy that you put people of different nationalities inside of. And I don't think Fox's Grace Point figured out a new reason for the show to exist. It was essentially just a copy set in an American town, and that didn't capture the flavor and the real pulsiveness that pulled you through the original version, where you had these unique characters that were bouncing off each other in ways that were quite British, and that revealed a lot about small British towns and small towns in general that just didn't translate to Fox's version.
And of course, Eric, we think about House of Cards, which was originally a British show and now is the very popular American show, although it has become so American because it's all about our politics that they really did do something different there. And at the same time, you think of The Office, and everybody always says the British Office is better than the American Office, which was so successful. But what makes or breaks a remake?
Well, you know, those are two great examples. You look at the House of Cards American version, and they have a wonderful charismatic character in Frank Underwood, right, which is Kevin Spacey's character, the lead character, and then also Robin Wright's character, Claire Underwood, his wife. The two of them make this sort of Macbeth, Lady Macbeth kind of pairing that is mesmerizing, and they have a unique story that's unique to their characters that is different than what we saw in the British version. And you look at The Office, again, they created for Steve Carell a really interesting, compelling character to inhabit that was different than the lead character that Ricky Gervais played in the British version. And so they were telling different stories in the new American Office. They had different characters, and that show stood on its own. And I think that's the problem with some of these remakes. If they don't have a heart, if they don't have a new heart, a new reason for existing, they don't stand on their own all so well.
And these days, of course, we can just turn on BBC America and watch these British versions of the shows like Broadchurch.
I think that's part of it, too. As you said, you know, people who saw the original Office were kind of locked into that version. So when they saw the American version, it was hard for them to accept that American version. And I also think that was part of the problem with Grace Point, was that the only people who were interested in Grace Point were people who had seen Broadchurch already. Mm. And when they saw this sort of pale imitation,
they didn't like it.
And it didn't develop new fans because, it again, it didn't have a reason to exist. Now, the new season of Broadchurch, it's the second season, the British version, is still very compelling. And it was hard to imagine, you know, at the end of the first season, spoiler alert, they figure out who kills the kid and the guy admits to it. But then he takes it back when he's in court as the season starts. And I'm not giving anything away, really, because BBC America put out a trailer that already released this. It's just the start of another compelling season. And so you see, this show stands on its own in a way that the American Grace Point really just didn't.
Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic, speaking with us about the new season of Broadchurch, which premieres on BBC America tomorrow. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.